Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show. I am your host, David Hochberg. We have a full show ready for you. We have an extra half hour due to White Sox baseball. Game starts at 1:05. We're going to 12:35. So, we start off every show with Elwood, buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago. Chicago.
That's the Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200 is the Mega Pros call and text line. I am David Hochberg, your host. We are here for the next 2.5 hours to answer all of your real estate questions. We're here to help. The show is to help listeners with any real estate home improvement question that you might have, roofing. We also have Tracy Kahn. You know I was going to mess that up, Tracy, at least three times this show. So there's number one. Tracy Kahn from Joe Kahn Ford. Everybody's like, why do you need an auto dealer on the show? Because a lot of tradesmen and women listen to this show and have trucks and service vehicles and need to purchase trucks and service vehicles. And why not have the premier Ford dealership in here on our show to answer all of your questions? Phone lines are open. Text lines are open. Let's light them up. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Let's go round the horn. We'll go first to the woman of the hour. Amy Kite, how are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you.
We are closing on our home on Monday.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We will be talking about that later on the show, about my moving challenges and all that other good stuff and nervous breakdowns that we've had in our household over the past 3 weeks. Yes, I have a list of things I'd rather be doing than moving. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our sponsors' contact information and all of the experts' contact information. If you have any questions, you could send an email through that website, WGNDavid.com. Mike, how are you? You've been busy, buddy.
Been really busy.
A lot of storms. We talked before the show, and I was amazed that Northbrook didn't get hit. Our home, you know, the storm came through. We didn't get whacked, but you're telling me every single town around me, Glenview, Skokie, Wilmette, Evanston, got absolutely blasted, and we didn't get hit.
Primarily the hailstorm back in April hit Glenview and Skokie and Wilmette and especially Evanston, but a lot of towns got hit with these recent tornadoes like 3 weeks ago. I think there were 15 of them.
I did not hear that.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about that later, but yeah. They touched down in 15 different places, probably hopping a little bit, but
wow. I've been busy packing.
A lot of damage.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of phone calls on my cell phone out of the blue. Hey, Mr. Hochberg, due to the recent damage, we'd like to come out Tuesday at 11:30. Does that work for you? And I'm just like, I told the four guys before you and the nice lady before you just to, you know, leave me alone. Number one, my house is fine. Number two, I'm selling my house. And number three, I've asked you three calls ago to stop calling me because now it comes in as a regular number, like 847.
I did not know you can get those on your cell.
Oh, they're coming.
That's amazing.
Yes. I got them.
Yes, you. Perfect. Hey, Mr. Houston, would you like us to check your roof out? I think I got that covered. No, we're good. If our listeners want to reach out to you guys, how do they reach out to you, Mike?
It's 1-888-4-ROOFER or Lindholmroofing.com.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay, still work for Lindholm.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so what's that? We got feedback coming on. 312-981-7200.
It's not me.
312-981-7200. We have Tracy Kahn in here. Hi, Tracy. How are you, buddy?
Terrific. How you doing, David?
Is it me or is it?
I think it's you.
Is it me?
I hope it is.
It's not me. Okay,
oh,
I don't
that's
know.
Funny. You
oh,
just
it is
shut
me.
It off.
It is me. I called Erica. Erica, that was your phone. All right, I apologize. 312-981-7200. Tracy Kahn, Joe Kahn Ford. You're going to be talking about, you just put in a brand new commercial service bay for all of our tradesmen and women out there who are running trucks. I know Roy uses you, so Roy Spencer, Permaseal. Joe, how many the percentage of pumps that fail? How many pumps that fail?
100%.
But you were talking about service trucks, and Roy sends, he's in Burr Ridge, and sends everybody out to you. Where's your location?
Our location is in Carroll Stream, Gary and North Avenue, beautiful downtown Carroll Stream.
And Joe, you were talking with Tracy about you've got a big
commercial
rig.
Trucks, right? So what's that dump truck, a 4900, you said?
The International 4900.
But you know what, Tracy, you can't really find a place to service those big trucks.
Yeah, there's not many places around that are servicing that. That's why we kind of found a niche here. And it seems a lot of dealers want to talk about sales. And granted, we have sales as well. But I think more importantly, the contractors want to hear about service. Because when your truck is down, you're down a man.
Yeah. And you're out of business. If you're a single truck guy or girl, you know, out there running your own shop and you can't get your truck rolling, you're done. You know, you have to run a U-Haul and rent the truck, but if all your tools are built into your truck and everything's in your truck, your truck's your life.
You're absolutely right, and that's we found a need for that, and we're trying to explore it now, and it seems to be working out well.
Even Amy Kite has an industrial truck for the Great Estate.
Yes,
for
a Ford Transit.
Yeah.
What do you have, Amy?
The Ford Transit, yeah.
Yeah, the Ford Transit, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the big one. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Now Joe is making fun of Amy's truck.
Right.
Well, just the size. Size doesn't matter.
Okay, so here we go. Trucks. So, Tracy, if our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
They can reach us at 630-682-9200 or at joecottonford.com.
And last but not least, MegaPro's Joe of MegaPro's Home Improvement.
847-658-8989.
All right, coming back out of the break, we got to take a quick break here. That was Elvis with Jailhouse Rock. Coming out of the break, Amy, you're going to be talking about how you helped a Home Sweet Home Chicago listener who previously, unfortunately, lost their job overcome that challenging situation. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. You're listening on AM 720. This is a show to help you with all of your real estate challenges, any type of challenge that you might have. We are here for the next 2.5 hours through 12:30 to help you. 312-981-7200, a MegaPro's call and text line. We're going to pay some bills and be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call and text line. We're going to go to Amy Kite and how you helped, and how Amy helped a listener by the name of Gene from Mundelein. But first, we had a text message from 417. Please share your views on reverse mortgages. I think they're phenomenal. I tried to get my parents into one. The home didn't appraise. Next to VA loans, reverse mortgages are one of the most rewarding loans that we originate because it's typically the last loan that homeowners will need. So if you'd like more information, talk in more detail. There is a lot of bad misconnotations about them. I think it's ridiculous to be afraid of them. Once you understand them fully, like anything, you will understand the value of them. Yes, they're more expensive than your traditional loan, but the value of reverse mortgages far outweigh whatever you invest in order to secure it. Amy Kite, Gene, and Mundelein had some financial challenges like a lot of our listeners are having today due to the COVID challenge with the economy. And it might not be the listener that's having the economic challenge. It might be a listener's friend, family, coworker, or neighbor that's having financial challenges due to the COVID shutdown that we had and the millions of people that are filing for unemployment. Walk us through Gene's challenge that Gene had with his home and how you were able to overcome it.
Right. So Gene hadn't been able to pay his mortgage since April. He missed the April payment. And, of course, you know, what I found in dealing with this situation after this last downturn, right, that happened, you know, started in 07, 08.
Yeah.
A lot of people are embarrassed. They don't know where to go. They do research online and they get some pretty bad information, right? I mean, you get information on both sides of the fence when you're online. You don't know whether it's right or wrong. So he fortunately called us and so went out there and had a conversation with him, went over a bunch of different options that he could do. You know, is it something that you want to rent? Do you want to sell it? You know, what is your true desire? Do you want to stay in the house Or do, are you ultimately done? Nope, we're leaving anyway, so let's figure a way out of it. And Gene was of the, you know what, we were getting ready to leave anyway. Now's just a good time for us to go, you know. So we work through, you know, whether he does a short sale, a deed in lieu, a foreclosure, what each option looks like. And Gene chose to do a short sale. And in fact, most banks today, even if you want to do a deed in lieu, force you to do a short sale anyway. So sure. I think that, you know, these are incredibly rewarding conversations for me to have because, you know, what I hear is these people, they carry the stress on their backs, right? They don't know where to go. They don't know what to do. And they don't know if there's a solution. And they feel horrible. And so
it's that sense of failure. It's yes. not their fault that they lost their job. It's not their fault we had a worldwide pandemic that shut basically the entire global economy down. It's not your fault that this happened, so don't be ashamed.
Correct. Exactly. And so, you know, what I hear so often in these is, you know, oh my gosh, thank you so much after the conversation, right? Because now I've got relief. I know I have a direction to go. I know how I'm going to get there, and I know I'm going to be okay. So I love having those conversations because, you know, and like Gene called the following day, and he said, I haven't slept this well.
Yeah.
In months, you know, because it's the stress. And what people have to understand is that the stress affects your health, it affects your sleep, it affects everything, and it makes everything worse. So call, let's have a conversation, let's figure out what your options are, because I assure you, you will feel better.
Last time you were on, you talked about the family that you helped move out of the house, whose, I think, wife had medical challenges. And how you were like, don't worry about it. You'll handle everything from A to Z, right? You'll pack up the home. You'll clean up the home. You'll help them get out. You'll find another home for them to live. A texter texted in that her husband had COPD and was having the same type of challenge and was very thankful. So all of these different types of examples, that's what this show is all about. That's why this show is here at WGN. That's why we come in every Saturday to help our listeners understand they're not alone and there is help. That's why we come on and talk about forbearance. That's why we come on and talk about, you know, the estate sale company. Because, listen, you could put the garage sale out there and have a bunch of people come, you know, you come around and nickel and dime you and schlep all your stuff out, then schlep it all back, and then have somebody come out with the van, and you're going to donate it all anyway. So these are the types of important transactional conversations that our listeners need to have because they have no place else to go to have these types of transactional conversations. And let's face it, it's a transactional conversation, right? You own a home. You want to sell a home. That is a transaction. And you better make sure you know what the heck you're doing or else you're going to get taken advantage of.
Well, in my situation, in what I see too often is that people don't talk to the experienced professional. They speak to somebody who maybe didn't go through the last downturn, who doesn't have the knowledge, who doesn't do, you know, who doesn't deal with distressed homeowners, and then they end up in a worse situation.
Sure.
So, you know, I cannot stress, you need to talk to a professional who does a lot of business because they've seen a lot of things.
Or better yet, how about this one? I Googled it, and this is what it said on the internet. Or, you know what? The lady next to me at work did this or told me to do this. Well, what does the lady, you know, next to you do? Oh, she's in accounts payable. How much? And I'm not knocking anybody in accounts payable. Stop with the emails and the phone calls, you know, getting ready to find. I'm just saying she's an expert or he's an expert in accounts payable. They're not an expert in trying to sell a home.
Correct.
With somebody that's having major economic challenges due to a worldwide pandemic economic calamity that we all experienced back then, and we're still experiencing it, and we're going to experience it going forward until we have a solution to this medical challenge that we're having.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, too, Dave, what I enjoy is the person who says, well, you know what, my friend used this attorney.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, okay, that attorney did one deal. I know attorneys who've done thousands. Do right. you want to go with the attorney who did one or the attorney who we know have worked through thousands?
I got one better for you. My cousin knows a divorce attorney who's a little slow right now because the divorces are very popular at the end of the year and the beginning of the year because people around holiday times ask any divorce attorney. They'll tell you that this is a fact. Yeah, you know, he's got some spare time on his or her hand and they're going to take care of my real estate transaction for me. What? I mean, you're going to go to a divorce attorney, a P&I attorney, personal injury attorney to handle a real estate transaction? What are you thinking? Well, I could save a couple hundred dollars. You're selling a $800,000 home. You're going to go to get the professional help is what we're stressing.
Yes, absolutely. Nothing makes a transaction more difficult than the wrong attorney on the other side.
312-981-7200. That is the Amy Kite. You hear her on all of the stations throughout Chicagoland. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call and text line. Tell you what, let's take a quick call. We've got Tom and Crystal Lake. Tom, we've got a minute before the break. Fire away. I got a hard break because we got news at the bottom of the hour now. How can we help you, Tom?
So, thanks, David. I appreciate the opportunity. So, I live out in Crystal Lake, and we have a mortgage. We've got a pretty good rate. It's 3.875. I have a home equity loan as well. My wife and I have been talking about refinancing. Didn't know whether or not it was worth doing it because we just appealed our property taxes and got a 30% reduction in our property taxes.
Well,
good for us. But if we refinance, do we lose the benefit of the property tax appeal, or
absolutely not. It's done on a triannual basis, Tom, and there it's not going to negatively impact you. What you have is good until the next assessment, which will be in another, well, depends when they reassess Crystal Lake. It could be 1 year, it could be 2 years, it could be 3 years. So you're fine. What how much do you owe on the first loan, Tom?
The first loan, it's about 380.
What do you owe on the second loan?
12
grand. What's your house worth?
About
700 G's. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You want to combine them together to get them into something lower, like in the low threes with the full closing cost credit?
You got it.
Done. Hang tight. We're gonna have our call screener pick up. I forgot his name. He started last week and completely blanking. He's got a beard and he looks very, very, very handsome. So hang on, Tom, and we're gonna send you a Mr. Floor Hardwood floor cleaning product or any cleaning product you'd like. So please hold tight. 312-9. Please pick up Tom on line 1-312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call and text line. We're gonna go to line 3. Brian in Des Plaines. How are you, Brian?
Good. How are you doing today, Brian or David?
I'm great. Tell you what, throw out your question. We had some technical challenges. They just fixed it. Throw your question out. We're going to jump over to news, and then I'll pick you up on the other side. Okay, Brian? How can we help you? What's your question?
Girlfriend, 62 years old. She has cancer and collects disability, and she keeps getting letters from Chase to refinance her mortgage from 5% to 3.5%. And she doesn't know if she would qualify or cause any red flags since she doesn't work and she only collects disability. Good credit.
Okay.
And doesn't know what to do.
That's a great question. I'm sorry that your girlfriend is having medical challenges. Cancer sucks. So hang on. I'm going to pick you up after the break. We got to hit news, okay, bud?
Thanks, sir.
All right, don't move there, Brian. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We have fixed our technical challenges. We are going to news, and we're going to come back on the other side of the news. So don't go anywhere. Thanks for listening.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call and text line. This portion of the show is sponsored by Amy Kite, the Kite team with Keller Williams Infinity. Mr. Floor, Igor Marak, PermaSeal Basement Solutions, Roy Spencer, and the law office of Ray Kaplan. She does an amazing job with student loans. Let's go back to Brian before we get over to Gary Novell with his credit tip of the week. So, Brian, just to reset, before the break you called in and said that your girlfriend, your 62-year-old girlfriend, has cancer and has been receiving offers from Chase to refinance her 5% loan down to 3.5%. And if her disability payment income can be counted as income to qualify? The answer is yes, if it's Social Security or something like Aflac that we can prove. Is she getting Social Security disability income?
Yes.
Yes, it's 100%. You could count that 100% against the mortgage. You could gross it up 15% if it's an FHA loan. You could gross it up 25% if it's a conforming loan. What does that mean? That means if you're getting $1,000, we could count $1,115. And if she's getting $1,000 on FHA, you could count $1,115. If she's getting a conforming loan amount and it's not taxed, we could count it and increase it to $1,250. How much does your girlfriend own? Oh, on the house.
She owes $93,000.
And is her credit good, Brian?
Yes.
And what's her house worth?
$230,000.
Does she have any assets other than the Social Security disability income she's getting?
Small Fidelity accounts.
How much?
Probably $50,000.
Okay, that's a good amount. Is that in retirement accounts or is that cash?
Retirement.
That's another good answer. How much is she getting from her Social Security disability?
$1,300 a month.
$1,300 a month. Taxes and is it a condo? Is it a single family home? Plan unit development.
Single family home.
And what are her taxes?
Mortgage rate and everything, taxes included, is like $1,120 a month.
Okay, you have your girlfriend give me a call after the show, and I will help her figure this out. Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold, Brian, and we're going to take care of your girlfriend for you. All right, buddy?
Thank you, sir.
All right, bud, hang tight for her. And tell Brendan what type of Mr. Floor cleaning product you would like. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Credit guru Gary Novell is calling in, as he does at the bottom of every hour, at the bottom of the 10 o'clock hour every weekend, I should say. How are you, Gary?
Good morning, David. How are you today?
I am tremendous. We've got a caller online, too, that has a credit score question. I think we should take that in lieu of your question and push your question, which is a great question about how you helped Brett from Downers. Would you take a caller from Carrie from River Grove, bud?
Absolutely. You know the callers are come number one.
All right. So, hey, guys, can you please bring on Carrie from River Grove on line two, because if I do it, I'm going to drop both of them. Okay, so Carrie from River Grove, I've got this down here. Hang on. Carrie, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, bud. You got Gary Novell with your the credit guru with your credit score question. So fire away, Carrie.
Fantastic. I've been working hard over the last couple of years to really get my credit where I wanted. For the last 6 months or so, I've been over 800. So feeling pretty good about that until I got my credit rating last week. It dropped 40 points for no known reason that I could come up with.
Gary?
Where were you seeing your credit scores that were over 800? Where were you getting those scores from? And were you getting did you see the score that dropped from the same place?
Yes, from the same place. I'm getting them... I believe it's through a credit card access of TransUnion.
Okay, so you have a Discover card?
No, I'm sorry, it's a Chase card, actually.
All right, Gary, Chase card.
See, I thought it was Discover too, David. Right. Well, in order for your points to drop, as long as you're looking at the same score when you had 800 as to the one you're looking at, that it dropped 40 points, there a couple things may have happened to your report. Have you used your credit cards a little bit more in the last month? Have you been out applying for credit and put any inquiries on your credit report in the last 90 days?
No.
Then the only other thing that would cause your score to drop that much would be something bad hit your credit report. There's a past due amount, a collection may have showed up, a late payment may have showed up. Those are the only reasons that your scores would drop that many points. But again, you just have to make sure that you're looking at the score from the same place and you're comparing the same thing, because you can't compare apples and oranges, so to speak, as far as tracking the exact where your score is at.
Now, one thing that I did do is I canceled a Best Buy credit account because I had a lot of billing problems. Other than that, well, that wouldn't cause it, would it?
How much was the limit on that account?
Oh, goodness.
$2,000, $3,000.
Probably $2,000-$3,000, yeah. Something like that.
I would think you would take a little bit of a hit on your credit score, but you wouldn't lose 40 points. You know, there's not many specific reasons. If you haven't raised your debt utilization, the only other reason that your score would drop that many points is if something bad hits your credit report. So you might want to give me a call during the week, and we can take a look at this and get into it and see what happened.
All right, bud?
All right. Well, that'll be great. I'll listen for the information. I appreciate it.
Well, hang on. We're going to give it to you right now. You got a pen?
I will in a second here. Yes, go ahead.
All right. Call Gary Novell, 630-624-9557, 630-624-9557. Okay, bud?
Thank you very much.
All right, hang tight. We're gonna send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. Brendan's going to pick you up. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. All right, we're gonna unhook the phones here. Gary, if our listeners want to reach you, even though I just gave your phone number, you get these calls all the time.
David, that's somewhat like the question that I was going to talk about today. So, you know, we kind of kill two birds with one stone, so to speak. So for any questions on that type of situation about your credit or credit scores, call me at 630-624-9557. Everything starts with credit nowadays, so if you want the absolute correct and honest answers to your questions, you need to grab your phone and call me at 630-624-9557. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay safe.
312-981-7200. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago's call and text line. Sammy's chirping in my ear. Let's take a break now so we have more time on the backside. So we're going to take a quick break here. 312-981-7200. Danny and Lyndhurst, hang tight. We're going to pick you up after the break. Then we're going to go to Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing. Tracy from Lombard, heard us, you show listeners. Tree limb. Challenge with the tree limb that we're going to be talking about. You have a lot of that, roofs and tree limbs. It's not a good
he
thing.
He has
to...
a lot of challenges in general.
He's got a lot of challenges with our listeners' roofs. And a lot of it has to do with tree limbs nowadays with all the storms coming through.
A lot.
All right. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. We're going to pay some bills and be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Mike, we've got Danny Lyndhurst been holding on for like a half hour here. Danny, you got a quick question, buddy, and then we're going to throw it over to Mike, talk about all the roofing challenges due to the weather. How can we help you, Danny?
Good morning, David. How are you, sir?
Good, brother.
Real quick, because of COVID, I had to stop paying my mortgage because I lost my job. And I'm about 4 to 5 months behind on that. My mortgage company said that they're going to take it on at the end of the mortgage.
Yeah.
And I just started working again this month. My question is, will I be able to refinance if I have those months behind?
That's a great question. Okay, so the answer is, number one, way to go to request forbearance when everything hit the skids, right? That's what you did, correct?
Yes, sir.
Nice job. Congratulations. Wonderful, all right? So you have two options. If you want to refinance right now, you can, but you have to pay back all of the forbearance payments, all the payments that you deferred right now and get your home out of forbearance, okay? Or you can let them add it to the end, and we have to wait 12 months from when you got out of forbearance and they modified your loan. Those are the current rules right now. So you have two options. Yes, you can refinance, Danny, but you got to get all the months paid up in full and get yourself out of forbearance, and we could take any lender could take care of you right now. Or you get, if you don't have the dough to do that, you get it added to the back, and let's just say they modified it in what are we in? We're going into September. We have to wait. A lender would have to wait until September of 2021 before that lender can refinance you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you're saying I have to wait until. Either way, I have to wait. If I can't pay it now, I have to wait 12 months.
From the date that they started the modification. So if they threw the extra 5-6 months on in August, the earliest you could refinance according to current rules. The rules change every day, Danny. The current rules state that you have to wait 12 months after the loan is modified, and your loan has technically been modified. Okay, from the original 360, you now have 366. So you're going to have to wait till next a year from the day that they modified your loan. Does that make sense?
That sounds great. Thanks, David. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. You hang on, and we're going to send you Mr. Floor all-natural cleaning product. Brenda will pick you up. 312-981-7200. Michael, windstorms. Crazy what's going on. I'm getting calls on my cell phone literally multiple times a day from 847-630-773-224-331, local numbers. From just people trying to be like, oh, Mr. Hochberg, I see that you have wind damage done to your house. We're going to have an adjuster out there next Tuesday at 11:30. Does that work for you? Trying to trial close me, Mr. Trial Close Expert here, right? I'm going to be like, listen, you know, for the fourth time, I asked you, number one, to stop calling me. Number two, there's nothing wrong with my roof. Number three, I'm selling the house on Monday, and we didn't get no storms came down my street. Can you tell us what's going on?
Storm chasers.
Right.
They're hunting you down. They're trying to get your business. They're trying to make you sign a blank document that they say they're going to present to the insurance company, and all of a sudden now you're obligated to them. It's happening because we've had a lot of storms. We've had a lot of hail. 5 weeks ago when I was on the show, I talked a lot about the hail then. Now we just had, I think it was 15 separate F1 tornadoes that touched down. It might not have been separate. They might have been hopping around a little bit. But 15 different touchdowns that caused a lot of damage, you know, right on Jarvis in Rogers Park.
Right.
That community has actually come together to plant trees. I don't know if you heard it on the news.
No.
But they lost hundreds of trees, and that whole community right there is getting together to plant the
trees. In Rogers Park.
Jarvis and Rogers Park. Is that Rogers Park?
It's, yeah. Well, Amy would know, right, Amy?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Evanston, you said, got whacked, too. I didn't hear anything
about
this.
Evanston got whacked back in April with the hail.
Okay.
Down closer to the lake, the hail was going right through the car windows.
Really?
A lot of car damage. Obviously, car damage means the hail hit and roof damage. Skokie, Evanston, Wilmette, Glenview.
The whole North Shore.
A lot of the North Shore,
wow.
Yeah. But what's happening is, you know, we were behind then. Insurance adjusters and companies were behind then. Now we've had these tornadoes, and hundreds of homes have gotten hit. And a lot of homes, you'll drive around, you'll see blue tarps on the roof,
yeah.
or boards in windows. So now the adjusters are overburdened, and so the insurance companies are bringing in independents to do their adjusting.
And let me tell you why our listeners need to be very, very concerned and very, very cautious. Good friends of mine, Jeremy and Julie Hafner, they own the spin studio I work out at. They had hail damage when they first moved into their home. And Jeremy called into the show. It's the only reason I'm talking about it. And he had one of these storm chasers come out, and he signed something. And basically, he was tied to them. If they went to another roofing company, they still would have had to have paid that company
20%
to represent them, because that's the deal, listeners. Listen to this very, very closely. There are companies out there. They bounce around state to state. They follow the storms, hence the name Storm Chasers. They get a list of all the phone numbers within the communities that the storms went through. Right, Joe? I mean, you've been up against this as well for 40-some years.
I understand that, but I am telling you that calling on your cell phone is a new level of
low
chasing.
Yes, I've never heard that, Dave.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm driving along, right? I'm driving along. I don't know if it's a borrower. I don't know if it's one of our clients. I don't know if it's one of my...
You answer your phone.
I got to answer the phone. So I'm just like, oh, here we go again. Okay, so what happens is these storm chasers come out. They get you to sign a contract in your most desperate, desperate state of mind because your roof is damaged and you've got leaking. And what they do is they then go out and find some... who knows what roofing company with who knows what level of integrity with the Better Business Bureau without any background. It's chucking a truck, as we talk about, Joe, on this show hundreds of times. And you don't know who's going on your roof. You don't know what they're doing. And they got you. Because if you go to Lindholm Roofing, after you sign the contract, they get a 20% VIG on the job. We got a minute before the break. So just wrap it up real quick so our listeners need to be careful. Then on the other side, we're going to go to Tom coming out of the break talking about the commercial trucks for all of our, you know, listeners that have commercial equipment.
Not
Tracy,
Tom.
Not Tom. Tracy. Jeez, from
you said you
were going to
goof it up. It's not.
I messed
name.
Up his first name. Now his last name. Now I messed
Come
up his
on,
first. I'm
David.
Trying to be consistent. It's Tracy Conn from Joe Conn.
Real professional John Williams type interview.
Impossible. There's all only one John Williams. If our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you? And we're going to talk after the break after Tracy Conn from Joe Conn Ford talk to us about the service trucks getting serviced. Phone number.
Contact us at 1-888-4-ROOFER or lindholmroofing.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We got news at the bottom of the hour. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We have Tracy Conn from Joe Cotton Ford coming up after the break, and we're going to answer all your questions.
See what? That's
we're
a lot
go.
Of names.
Go. Hit it. Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're on till 12:30 prior to White Sox baseball. 312-981-7200. I want to welcome, and I have to apologize. Whenever listeners call, I always ask them what do they like and dislike about the show and how can we make it better. And sometimes they say I talk too fast. So I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm working on that. Been working on it for 53 years. It hasn't been working out too well. And then others say, you give the phone number out too many times. And I'm like, well, it's a call-in radio show, and we have a text line, so I have to give the phone number out. So
did any of them just say you talk too much?
Yes, but okay. But I wasn't going to bring that up. I was just going to say, so if I upset you for giving the phone number out, we like the interaction with our listeners. That's what makes this show so special, the interaction, either through the text line, if you don't feel comfortable talking, send in your pictures of all your home improvement challenges to 312-981-7200. Give us a call on the phone line, 312-981-7200. So whatever you want, we are here to help you. And we can't help you unless you call the show. That's why I give the phone number out so much.
Text a picture.
That's what I just said. Picture. Yeah. Text whatever pictures you have of any type of challenge you have with your home or home improvement. 312-981.
It really helps us answer those.
Well, it gives us a better idea of what's going on. People, you know, our listeners calling in and saying, well, this is correct, that's correct. Great. Send a picture like that listener with the wood tie stairs from last week.
I know. I feel terrible. I just left her a message this morning trying to get in touch with
her. All right. That's fine. 312-981-7200. Mr. Khan, no relation to Ro Khan. Tracy, we have a listeners here. Alan from Bartlett heard you were going to come on the show, sent us, called the station. I got this from the station. Asked the station, left a question for you at the station. Heard you were going to come on. How big of a truck can you service, and how many trucks can you service at a time? And once again, Roy Spencer Permaseal, and Laura Ann Spencer Permaseal, they send all of their trucks to you. They're in Burr Ridge. You're out once again where?
Carroll Stream.
And so it's not like around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
They bring all of their trucks to you. So to answer, please answer Alan from Bartlett's question, how large of a truck can you service in your new commercial service bay, and how many trucks can you service at a time? And again, I just want to preface this by saying we are having you on because a lot of men and women that listen to the show own service trucks or own companies that run trucks. And if you haven't noticed, listeners, there are a lot of service trucks out there running around doing home improvement. Joe, you're seeing it all the time. Your trucks are on the road. Roy's trucks are fixing basements. Yep. Mike's trucks are out there. Lindholm's trucks are out there with roofing supplies. So let's answer his question first. How heavy of a truck can you handle, and how many bays do you have?
So the answer to how heavy of a truck we can fix is anything that's 52,000 pounds or less. And a more commonly asked question is, some people will say, I have a very long truck, so can you fix that long truck as well? We have a mobile lift system. So what it does is it'll lift from the wheels, and you can put those anywhere. It could be a mile long, not that would ever happen, but it could be a mile long, and you could lift the wheels, and then you put it on jack stands. So we have four sets of jack stands. So you could have one in the air with the mobile lift, and you could have three on jack stands. So the answer to the second part of the question is we could work on four of those at a time. Now, we also have other lifts in our commercial service center that will lift up to 30,000 pounds, and most trucks fit into that category. But the answer to his question is we could work on four of the heavy trucks up to 52,000 pounds.
Do our listeners have to unload anything? I guess if it's under 52,000 pounds, they don't have to take any of the compressors or anything out of their trucks, because I know, Joe, you're running with a lot of heavy equipment when you go to job sites. I know that JC Restoration runs with a lot of equipment when they go to job sites. So as long as it's under 52,000 pounds, they don't have to unload anything out of their truck.
Right. Permaseal brought us a F-650 dump truck that had a load of gravel in it, and we didn't have to unload that in order to lift it.
No way.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's heavy. Well, so the GVW on that truck is 36,000 pounds. So.
All right, hang on. Okay, Mr.
Gross vehicle weight.
Okay, well, a lot of people. GVW. So gross vehicle weight, which means the weight of the truck with loaded up with all of the materials or supplies in it.
Exactly.
Okay.
So their truck probably weighed 35,000 pounds, because I'm sure he never goes overweight.
Never goes overweight.
No, but what I'm saying, that's a convenience that he didn't have to offload that gravel.
Exactly. Well, right. So, you know, you don't plan when your truck is going to break down.
Absolutely.
So if it gets towed in and it has a load of gravel in it, mm-hmm. then you have to be able to lift it.
Nice job.
And you were talking with Tracy about your trucks and getting some service done, and
well,
how he was going to handle
that. Well, only because our largest truck is that dump truck, and we don't use it that often. it seems like every time we go to use it, we need service. And there really is nobody local to service that truck.
Yeah, well, we would be happy to service your trucks.
Absolutely.
Even if they are international.
And
yes, I'm sorry. It is an international truck, and you said you would service it.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't have to be Ford truck.
Right.
No. We work on all makes and models, but when it comes to software for Isuzu or something different, we're not going to have the software to detect problems with the engine or something like that. But
axles and drivetrains and springs and all that stuff, that you could buy anywhere and put it on a truck. You got to get it in the air to take care of all that stuff.
You've got it. Mm-hmm.
As if I know what I'm talking about. All right, you are listening like to it. I know what a gross ton and a net ton is. That's what we use in the scrap business. Gross tons, 2,240 pounds. Net ton, 2,000. There's your worthless information of the day. 312-981. And a metric ton is 2,200 pounds. Just thought I'd throw it out there for all the kids out there. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to come back. We're going to open the phone lines up for the next hour and 15 minutes. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. We have tons of text messages here that we are going to get to as well. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call and text line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, and we will be back after these messages.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We've got a bunch of text questions coming up here, but first we're going to go out to Debbie and Glen Ellen. You've got a great question, Debbie, for Amy Kite. Bring it on, Deb. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I have a question. My grandson went to school, college in Champaign, and last year he signed a lease for an apartment, assuming he was going to go back to college this year. He signed it with three other kids, okay? So this leasing company won't let my grandson get out of the lease, you know, because of COVID, he's not going back to school, so he can't use the apartment because he lives here in Glen Ellen. So what can they do to get out of this lease because of the COVID? It's not their fault they're not going to school. He's got to do schooling at home.
Amy?
Yeah, so chances are there's nothing he can do.
Nothing you can do?
No, he signed a lease, and, you know, especially when you're dealing with a company, they've certainly got the lawyers and everything else that are going to be able to back them. So, yeah, I mean, unfortunately, things happened. And unless there was something in the lease that said, due to something, you know, I mean, certainly no leases said pandemics. But, you know, if there was something in there where he could get out, then he could. But chances are, and we're seeing that a lot in college towns, if it were a lease around here, honestly, you may be able to get out because they may be able to find another tenant. Like one of our properties, we just had a tenant want to break their lease, and we work with them. But unfortunately, when you're dealing with companies, you're dealing with a company that can stand up and pay the attorneys.
Especially in a college town where they have limited options to re-rent that property, especially during the school year.
Correct.
Yeah. Right. And so now nobody's going to school, so there's nobody who wants the apartment.
Well, I'll tell you what. Kudos to your grandkid, nephew?
My grandson.
Kudos to your grandson for not going back down, okay? I know kids that are going back down that it's breaking out all around them, and they're stuck in their apartment, but, you know, their parents are posting the wonderful pictures of how cute their rooms are. Great. Okay, so I'm glad you're posting all that stuff, but your kid's going to be in that room for long. You might want to get that. 312-981. But hang on, Debbie. We're gonna get you Mr. Floor cleaning product for you. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Trace, we got a question for you about 8-foot cabs. Sam from Crystal Lake. Why is it so hard to find crew cab, 4-door, 6-seat, 8-foot-4 trucks, looking all over for an 8-foot Ford, 8-foot bed truck, but they seem to be so rare?
Yeah, we sell a few of those, but it's 172-inch wheelbase, so that's a long truck, and you need almost 40 acres to turn that vehicle around. So a lot of people, when they're looking for something that and need an 8-foot bed, they're typically not bringing six people with them and the 8-foot bed. So it's not as common to have to put both of those things together, although we do sell some of those, and there are a lot of businesses that need something like that. So it is something that we do stock.
So you could help Sam from Crystal Lake.
Absolutely.
All right, phone number if they want to reach you, or if our listeners have question regarding getting their truck service, what number should they call?
630-682-9200 or joecottonford.com.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our experts' contact information. Terry and Sandwich, how can we help you?
Well, some 10 years ago, I did a loan modification, and I had half my loan deferred, and I'm only paying 4% on $100,000.
Okay.
3 years later, I filed bankruptcy.
Okay.
But we kept the house. But we didn't, well, I don't know what the term is, re-up the mortgage.
You didn't, so you did not reaffirm the mortgage?
Correct.
Okay. Have you been making the mortgage payment? Have you been making the mortgage
payment?
Okay.
Yeah. We stay in the home. My house payment on a $250,000 home is $700 a month.
Okay.
So I'm quite happy.
Great. What's your question?
I have a balloon. And probably another 16, 17 years, I'd have to look at the dates.
Okay.
On the balance, on the part that was deferred.
Sure.
What I'm interested in doing is, at that point in time, doing a reverse mortgage.
Okay.
How will that affect me since I don't actually have a mortgage?
How will that affect you? Well, you still owe the money. You owe $100,000 right now. And you owe a set sum of money that's due in the future. A balloon is a loan that comes due at a certain date when everything comes due, right?
Right. Okay, that, yeah, what I'm afraid of is, since I technically don't owe the money, and there's no credit reporting on it, I mean, we're keeping the house, we pay the loan, because they have a lien against it, you know.
Correct.
But because it was discharged in bankruptcy, so legally we don't owe the money.
Right, but if you want to live in the house,
I want to know.
Well, hang on, hold on. You want to have the pecan pie a la mode without gaining any weight, okay? So you could
Yes,
because what I'm trying to explain it to you, you could continue to make the mortgage payment after Chapter 7, which you went through, and the mortgage was not reaffirmed, right? So you've been sending the mortgage payment in, and they took the deferred payment, you know, they took whatever that you owed and put it on as a balloon loan. That's due in 15, 16 years. Okay, so there is a lien against your property for that money, right? You could technically stop paying your mortgage right now, pack up all your stuff. Amy, you've seen it thousands of times over the past, God knows how many years you've been doing, you know, real estate. You could pack up your stuff right now, leave the property, and get nothing. Okay, technically, legally, you could do that. If you want to stay in the house and take out another mortgage, you're going to have to pay that lien off. Okay, that lien is there. It's like carbon monoxide. It's a silent lien.
Right. No, I understand that. I just want to know if this will affect me trying to get a reverse mortgage in the future, since it's not being credit reported.
No, it's not. No, but when we go to get a payoff, when you go to get a reverse mortgage, there's going to be a payoff of whatever loan you have in the house. That lien, whatever that 16, whatever that balloon payment is, will have to be factored in and paid off and satisfied if you want to continue to live in the house. That's it. So whatever is going to be ballooned, how much are we talking about? 15, 20, 30, 40 grand, 50 grand? How much?
On the balloon?
Yes, on the balloon.
$85,000.
And how much do you owe on the first loan right now?
Well, the total for the loan's $213,000.
Okay. And how much is, you're not paying anything on the 85, right? Okay.
Right.
Okay. And so the question should be this. Right? You're going to live there. So reaffirming a mortgage and taking out a new mortgage, you're not going anywhere. You should seriously look at, does it make sense to refinance what you have now and roll the 85 in to save money? Or just continue to do what you want and worry about the 85,000, God willing, we're still here in 15 years, and deal with it then. It's a very simple calculation. Nothing to worry about.
Well, actually, what I've been doing is taking the what should go towards that balloon and putting it and something else, so that when the time comes, I'll have the money to pay it off.
100% good move. And that's what we talked about, leverage last week, right? That's a leverage move. Congratulations. That's perfect. You know what you could do. So there's nothing to worry about, Terry. Hang on. We're going to send you, we're going to have Brendan pick up and get you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Mike, we got a text question here from 630. What should I do if somebody knocks on my door and says they want to look at my roof?
Don't let them.
It's that simple.
Call someone. Call someone that you bring in. Call a local professional. Call Lindholm Roofing.
That's what they're doing. They're dropping these sales professionals off at the beginning of the I live in the 165 unit home area, right? There's 165 homes in my area. And they're dropping them off at the opening right off of Dundee, and they're going around the neighborhood knocking on doors and leaving stuff saying, "Hey, would you like a free estimate?" And the people here free, and something in your head, you know, in my psychology, sales psychology class, as soon as you say free, people start going crazy that they think they're getting something free. But technically, they're not getting something free because they're going to expect you to sign something if they, quote unquote, find something on the roof. How many homeowners actually go on the roof with you? I know a couple of our listeners were crazy and they went up there with you, but how many of your experience over the past 20-some, 30-some years do homeowners actually climb up on their roof?
1 in 100.
Right. So people, our listeners don't understand. If somebody knocks on your door, you are under zero obligation to use that individual. We got to hit a break here. So
Wait a second. One thing, Dave.
Yeah.
They're telling the people, correct me, Mike, you're going to get your roof done for free. It's not going to cost you one dime out of pocket. You sign here. You don't
sure.
have to pay me anything.
Nothing's free because they're going, oh, we'll take care
all
of
I'm
the insurance for you.
That's the
hook.
The kick.
All right, we got to hit a break. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly. 855-56-DAVID or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call and text line. This portion of the show is sponsored by Lindholm Roofing, the law offices of David Schluter. Mm-hmm. Okay, hang on. Hold on. You're on the radio, by the way, Liz from Palo. So, Yeah, you're going to come up here in a second.
Okay.
All right, don't worry, Mom. We'll be right there. Builder Supply Outlet, our good friend Tom Janke, 5 miles east of the Oakbrook Shopping Center. And Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, Kelly Mickley just had a brand new baby girl by the name of Brooklyn, about 3 weeks old. So congratulations again to the Mickley family. 312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Keep the text coming in. If you have pictures of your home improvement challenges, send those as well. Same number, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Now it's your turn to talk, Liz. How can we help you?
Okay. My sister just passed away. I can hardly say that without crying.
It's horrible.
It was in March. It was in March, and it wasn't COVID. But my sister has a reverse mortgage.
Okay.
I knew about it, but she never told me anything about it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So here it is. You know, I've been trying to get the condo emptied out anyway, giving her stuff away, which is a very difficult thing to do.
Uh-huh.
Plus, I did contact this place where the reverse mortgage is, but they won't talk to me because I'm not her executor. She didn't leave a will. I couldn't find a will. And so they just, I'm wondering, I mean, it's not mine, so I'm not paying the maintenance fee on it and all
right.
that kind of stuff.
Right. Is there any equity in the home?
So
that
what
your
are
sister-
the ramifications for me? That's what I'm worried about. Pardon me? Go ahead.
Is there any equity in your sister's home that passed away and were horribly...
They won't tell me a thing. They will not tell me a thing until I become... I sent them her death certificate, and one lady told me, she said, well, if you send that in, and your name is on the death certificate, I forget, she said, then we could talk to you.
Okay.
And she said, so I sent it in. They claim they did not receive it. I faxed it to them.
Okay.
It went through, as far as we know. And so I'm still, so then she, I told her I was trying to empty it out and everything. And because of the pandemic, I have been kind of quarantined because of, you know.
Sure.
And so finally, I do have somebody coming to pick up all her stuff. She has a lot of antiques. I was going to try to sell them, but that's just ridiculous. You know, I didn't want them to be junked, you know, but you can't, nobody wants anything.
So
we all have too much stuff.
No, I got it. Trust me,
anyway,
I'm moving, and I'd rather have forget about it. It's the worst experience of my life.
I know. So I did find a fellow that he's an auctioneer. He said he's going to come and take it all out of there.
Okay.
All of it.
All right. So here's the deal. Here's the deal. To answer your question, is any of this going to roll back on you? The question is absolutely not. You have nothing to worry about. Okay. What happens is a clause goes into effect as soon as your sister passed away. A death certificate was issued. The reverse mortgage companies monitor those types of databases because the Social Security gets notified and all the benefits end. Okay, they get notification of that, and then there's two people on the reverse mortgages, closest living relatives. We have to supply two names and two phone numbers. Okay, that get contacted to dispose of the property. Now, if the property can't be disposed of, that debt passed with your sister. It does not roll down to anybody else in the family. Okay?
Okay.
So you do. It is a non-recourse loan. You do not have to worry about it. Okay? It does not. It will not negatively impact you or anybody else in the family. Okay? What happens is, after a certain period of time, if the family hasn't sold it, usually 6 months, the lender hires a local realtor, who will then go in, hire the services that they need to get it prepared if there's damage done, or just sell the property as is. That is what happens. You have nothing to worry about, Liz. Zero.
Oh, so I should just empty it out and then...
Not worry about it.
Then don't worry about it.
And mourn your sister and mourn your loss. That is it. You have enough stress. Okay, that is it.
I certainly have. Well, thank you so much. That makes me feel a lot better.
Okay.
Really.
And we're going to...
Okay, thank you.
I'll tell you what, Hank.
Good job. Wonderful.
All right, we're going to send you some hardwood floor cleaning products or Mr. Floor Cleaning products so you can take care of yourself while you're in your house, okay? So hang tight. Brendan will pick you up, and thanks for listening. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This is the portion of the show that we call the On Deck portion of the show. Will Santiago is going to be on next weekend. How are you, Will?
Things are good. Happy Saturday to all.
What's going on, buddy? You want to talk about next week, the risk of using a big box corporate store to renovate your garage, our listener's garage, right? Tease it a little bit, buddy.
Yeah, man. So once again, good to be with you guys. Just happened this week. Had a customer who called us after going to a big box store. I won't say the name, but I think they go with the color orange. And they messed up the order. It was the wrong size, wrong color. And then the customer went with me after the fact, and they passed the buck. They say it was the sales rep or, you know, it was the manufacturer. At the end of the day, you're risking ordering something with special order like kitchen cabinets or a garage door. You should go with a local professional company, a company that specializes in that particular service. And when it comes to garage doors, we're the pros. We're the best in town because we have our own in-house technicians, in-house service department, and we take care of everything A through Z.
And you're going to be talking about more diving deeper next weekend. If our listeners want to reach you now to ask questions about their garages, what number?
Yeah, anytime, 24/7. We're at 847-998-5555. Again, 847-998-5555. Garage doors, garage cabinets, garage remodeling at its best. You can visit us also online, fixmygarage.com, fixmygarage.com.
All right, buddy, we'll see you next Saturday, Will.
Continue the great show, man. Love you guys. Talk to you.
Bye. 312-981. Great guy.
He rocks.
He's super great. Super great guy. 312-981-7200. A lot of our listeners are spending a lot more time in their garages with this pandemic, unfortunately. Then we're going to shoot. We're going to go from garages to chimneys. How are you, Michael Bodart?
Hey, good morning, David. Thanks for having me on.
No, thanks for calling in. Glad you made it back from the island safely. I saw the beautiful pictures of your beautiful wife, and hope you're back and fully relaxed and ready to hit it again, my friend.
Yeah, we're looking at we're at the really the eve of our busy season, so it's interesting. From about September 1st through the end of the year, we will do about half our business. Half of our annual business is done in the last 4 months of the year, so we're almost similar to retail. So people are getting their fireplaces and chimneys looked at heading into the cooling season, and you know, we're ready. We have the largest, most equipped, best trained staff anywhere in the industry, and you know, we're gearing up for fall. We've got really great steam ahead of us. We had a bit of a slowdown, you know, earlier this year with a lot of the trades and with everything going on with the virus. But people are home. People are spending, you know, more time in their homes. And, you know, we like to call the fireplace the original social networking device. So gather the family around a warm, safe fireplace, and Linda and Jimmy will get you taken care of.
Can you put down the three greatest calls, you know, the top three things are the most calls that you get for next weekend show? like whatever our listeners are calling in for the top three reasons they call you for next weekend show. Can you bring that in?
Yeah, so really anytime somebody is new to a home and they want to check out their fireplace, most folks don't have a lot of experience with fireplaces and chimneys. It's not something that a lot of folks have a lot of, you know, experience with. But somebody's new to the home, they usually don't have a list of the things that have been done in that home previously. We love getting a new customer welcoming, you know, to the service area. Get a technician out there, put one of our cameras up the flue, check out the flue tiles, check out the integrity of the inside of that fireplace, make sure that it's safe. That's a great call. We can introduce that customer to the neighborhood, our services, and get them safe and sound using that appliance. Another thing that's
well, hang on, hang on. I got to hit a break.
Yeah.
Save it for next weekend show. You missed that part of what I just said. So put together the top two things, because we just covered the top one, that our listeners call in to Lindemann about, Lindemann Chimney. And we'll talk about it on next weekend show. Now we got to hit a quick break. We got another texter here for Rich Dykstra Sr. that I'll read coming out of the break that we'll have Rich call in during the 12 o'clock hour. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's the MegaPros call and text line. Text question for the Dykstra team. I just talked to Senior. He's going to be calling in at after the 12 o'clock news break. Texter from 773, I had a clean and check done on my furnace. It was pretty cheap, but now they said I have a cracked heat exchanger and my furnace needs to be replaced because it's releasing carbon monoxide into my home. What do I do? I have no idea, but we're going to get Rich Dykstra on the phone to answer that question. 312-981-7200, some MegaPros call and text line. Joe, we got a text question. With this window well, with the picture of the window well, pours water into my basement when we have a good rain. There is pea gravel and well about 2 feet deep. Okay. How do I fix this?
So I learned this from you and Roy Spencer,
yeah.
Right? So you had the problem. You couldn't find your drains, right?
Yeah.
If there are drains there, what we learned is that you have to unbury them. If there aren't drains in the bottom of that, you need some installed, right?
But isn't it code now? I thought Roy said every...
Well, yeah, I can't really tell from the pictures how old that basement is. It doesn't look really old.
Well, Roy said every home after built after 1966...
Exactly.
Or sometime in the 60s needed drains in the window wells. And what happened with me was mine was covered up with mud.
Yes.
And so I just had him put the drain tile right to the drain tile.
And I would assume that's the same thing that would happen here. PermaSeal is definitely the company to do that. We could probably clean them out for you,
right?
But I don't know if that's all you need.
Right. I tell you what, take a picture if you could from the top looking down.
Actually, there is one.
Oh, there is? Okay.
Yeah. So,
if you
wanted somebody from Mega to stomp out, I know PermaSeal is backed up. We could check it out for you.
I just got a text from Laura Ann. They're at 6-7 days now. So,
Laura Ann.
Yeah, Laura Ann.
God bless them.
They're the boss.
Way out.
All right. So
yeah,
thank you.
Seal, check it out.
Yeah, those pictures, 608, definitely help. We'll forward that on to Roy and Laura Ann. 312, David, what's the best 30-year fixed mortgage rate right now? Thank you, Andrew. High twos, low threes. 219, you just gave the rules for refinancing in regards to forbearance and COVID. Do the rules that you just gave apply to all home loans? If they're Fannie, Freddie, FHA, VA, or USDA loans? The answer to your question is yes, 219. As of right now, Amy, as you know, that changes every single day.
Yep.
251, please differentiate between public adjusters and independent adjusters who work for the insurer. Mike?
The public adjuster is someone who you can bring in after the insurance adjuster has made their determination if you're not happy with that determination in an attempt to obtain additional judgment from the insurance company.
All right. Great answer. 630, could David Hochberg please clarify who he represents? Homeside Financial, Pearl Mortgage, or Townstone? Do I work with him personally or one of these three companies? Okay. I started in the mortgage business at a company called Air Mortgage. Started a mortgage company with Barry Sterner in 2002 called Townstone Financial. I left Townstone Financial in June of 2015, went to Pearl Mortgage. Pearl Mortgage decided to be acquired by a company out of Ohio in December of 2018. And my team and my partner at Pearl decided to go to Homeside because it was a better opportunity for us. So if you would like to work with our team, we are now at Homeside Financial. Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial, 855-56-DAVID, or go to 56David.com. I am just answering the question that was presented to me. 773, one more question. Dave, with people being delinquent on their rent, are we going to be able to show a loss or deduct their loss of rent at the end of the year? Does anybody know? Amy, you want to touch that one?
Nope. I want an accountant to touch that one.
I want an accountant to touch that one, too. So that is exactly the answer to the question, 773. We have no idea because we are not CPAs. That's a great question to talk to your tax preparer. The men and women who do that for a living will be much more suitable.
That might be Stephen Leahy also.
Well, Stephen can answer that question right as well. Well, talking about Stephen Leahy, when he goes deep sea fishing, we just learned during the break that he brings his own bait. Is that true?
Yeah, we rely on Stephen to chum the water for
us. Right. So Stephen is not only good at IRS tax appeals and all that, and real estate tax appeal and IRS challenges. He's also good at attracting fish because he brings his own chum.
Well, it's actually the opposite of it, attracting fish. We didn't catch a single fish. In fact, we didn't even get a bite the entire day. Yeah, that chum, it must have been a little acidic.
Okay, I'm sure it had a lot of old style. 312-981-7200. Fish in Mexico probably don't like old-style chum. This portion of the show is sponsored by Donna Sattler, Remax at Home, Lindemann Chimney, Mike Bodart, we just heard him, our good friend Jimmy Towns at Allstate Insurance, MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement, as well as the Garage Door Group, Will Santiago, who we just heard and will be on next weekend's show, the credit guru Gary Novell, and JC Restoration, our good friend Corey Ambrose. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. We got time for a quick call. Who's been on hold the longest? Number two, Hassam? Hassim? Hassim? How do you pronounce your name?
Hassam.
I got it right the first time. Okay. There you go. I'm sure I'll screw it up
right
three times before we hang up. Right, Tom? I'm sorry. I'm kidding. Tracy. All right, Hassam, how can we help you?
So I have a question. I bought a house with my wife. It's a townhouse, and the homeowner association, when we first bought it, I believe had the rule where they don't allow an FHA loan. I think it's typical.
Yes.
We went through a conventional loan, and my wife qualified.
Okay.
Since it's been 2 years, and it was the higher rate. Now we were shopping for a lower rate, but she is no longer working. I went through a foreclosure 3 years ago. And I qualify for an FHA, but I won't qualify for a conventional.
Correct.
So I'm just wondering, this rules with the homeowner association, I didn't see on the bylaws, original bylaws, the FHA, does that apply for existing homeowners? Is that for only new homeowners?
Hassam,
do you think there is a way?
Hassam, that's a great question, but I got to hit a break, and this is called a tease to all you junior radio professionals out there. I'm going to answer that question after the break. FHA, Amy, is the biggest scam out there. What they're doing to homeowners is disgusting, and they've been doing it for the past 10 years, and it's wrong. We're going to talk about it after the break. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. WGN, we're going to take a break for news and traffic and be back after that.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. I should have teased the text question, not the commercial, so I'm working on it.
But the whole tease thing was...
It was horrible this time. I did a good job the first hour. Right. I'm working on it. Thanks.
I know, but you made all of us be quiet for way too long for nothing.
Right, because I blew it. Don't worry about it. I'll do it. Do it better next weekend. 312-981-7200. Rich Dykstra, how are you, buddy?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Good, man. We got a text question from the 773. I had a clean and check done on my furnace. It was pretty cheap, but now they said I have a cracked heat exchanger and my furnace needs to be replaced because it's releasing carbon monoxide into the home, which I know that is not good. What do I do? Which I know nothing about this. That's why we called you to get the answer to the cracked heat exchanger question.
Can we back up 1 second quick?
Yeah.
Before we go to the text, we've got to talk about gas generators. Half the fatalities from Hurricane Laura were caused by people running gasoline-powered generators in their garages.
You hear that all the time. You hear that all the time.
They died from carbon monoxide.
Yeah, you hear that all the time.
Yeah.
Here as well. We have a storm. People have the gas generators that they pull out of their garage, they pull out of their basement, and they run it, and it's loud. They don't want to bother their neighbors, so they put it in their garage. It's giving off carbon monoxide, and then they kill them, and then they inadvertently die because of the carbon monoxide poisoning. How far away from the house should that be?
15 feet.
Okay, there you go.
Wow.
15 feet.
15 feet, everybody. If you have a portable generator, not one of the Generac things that you were talking about a couple weeks ago. If you have a portable generator, keep it 15 feet away from the house so you don't jeopardize poisoning your entire family and dying. So let's talk about this cracked heat exchanger.
Yeah, that's what Rich touched on a little bit last week, but that's what happens. I heard an advertisement for $39 clean and check. What they're doing is they go out, they go get into the home really cheap. They say, you have a cracked heat exchanger, you need a new furnace. Let me give you a price. So you need a professional to tune these things up. It's something that a good clean and check should take at least an hour. They should be able to do an infrared video inspection of the inside of the furnace and be able to cycle the furnace, because there's gas pressures that have to be set. There's amperage that has to be checked. There's a lot to the new furnaces, and that's why you have to have a professional come out and do it.
If our listeners want to reach you to get their furnace checked before we start getting into, I mean, 60 days away, it's going to be November, basically.
Right.
And cold weather. I mean, I remember Halloween. I was walking around in a winter jacket, scarves, gloves, and a hat. And then another Halloween, I was baking my rear end off in a Donald Duck outfit. Okay.
Yep.
And I did roll Donald Duck because it's the way I roll.
There you go.
I lost 17 pounds.
I can't even picture.
Oh, I was the biggest duck in the area, so I killed it. But it was hotter than blazes. So just one Halloween, it's freezing. Another Halloween, it's hot. You just don't know when
the
weather's going to
change. Because of the costume?
No, it was 80 degrees.
I know, but then the second time you didn't have a costume on.
No, it's just because we had an Arctic blast come through. That's right. Why I should have worn the duck costume.
What did you have on if you didn't have a costume?
I don't want to talk about it.
Mr. Dexter knows
really. It was an adult party. I can't talk about it. All right, if our listeners want to reach you, Rich, how do they reach you?
For $89 special, they can call us at 1-800-421-3220.
All right, but you'll be coming in the next couple of weeks, I think, right?
Something
like that. Right.
How many copies of my 8x10 should I bring with?
I got a signed autographed copy from Rich Dykstra. He got a headshot.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Like makeup and the whole thing?
A lot of makeup, Rich. Goodbye.
Yes.
See you later. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We have the Chum Master here. And we just got pictures of you, Stephen A. Leahy, dancing with a Cubs hat with your gut hanging over your belt in Mexico.
That's a private picture, too.
Yeah. That picture wasn't destroyed like you requested, and just by the picture, I could tell you do not know how to dance. So when the music comes on, I would advise you to just
have fun. Dude.
No, I don't know if that's fun. I think that's a slip disc about ready to happen. So filing taxes.
I want to welcome to the show as a sponsor to the show. He's a trusted professional. Love Stacy.
All right, well, Steve's in a horrible zone. We just got a couple of shots at him, but that's all we wanted. 312-98, Steve, you're in a terrible zone. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Who's been waiting the longest? Let's go to Mike. Mike, you got a question about sewer lines. Joe? I mean, Mike, I got a question for Joe.
Yeah, I had a question. So my mother-in-law, she has the main sewer line that goes straight up and down the street, in the center of the street. So the town came and did an assessment that she had a broken sewer line leading into her house right there where they join. And I was trying to find. So she's going to have to get somebody to dig right in the middle of the street and fix this pipe. I was wondering if there's a lower way or a cheaper way she could have that done. I heard of systems where you could, like, pull in a hose through there and they blow in a sealant and then it self-seals itself.
Mike, you're talking about like some kind of liner? I am not positive that would work. It might work in Indiana,
The code here won't allow it?
I don't think they would allow it here, Mike. But, you know, okay. I'm pretty sure Permaseal goes south. I think they hit it. Yeah. Sherrville.
Well, Sherrville's east. That's in Indiana. I'll show you on a map during the break.
How is it east?
Sherrville, Indiana? Indiana's right. east of here.
So when I finally
right?
get
right,
a
Amy?
Caller.
Is Indiana still east of
yes.
here?
Yes.
Okay.
Mike knows where he's at. But, Mike, Permaseal would be best at answering that question for you.
Yeah, hang on, buddy. We're gonna put you on hold. Brendan's going to take your information, find out what type of Mr. Floor cleaning product
you'd like. Well, here, you kind of cut it off, though. But if they do permit some kind of sleeve, then I'm sure Permaseal would know
yeah.
that as well.
Yeah, Permaseal could do all that. So all right. hang tight. No problem. 312-981-7200. It's a Mega Pros call and text line. We're going to take a quick break here. Sammy, drop the music. We have 15 minutes left prior to White Sox pregame and then another White Sox broadcast at 105 with Andy and DJ. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Evening, and I ain't got nothing to say.
I come home in. Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Hassam, I apologize. Amy reminded me that before the break we talked about FHA, getting FHA approved. Here's a skinny about Hassam's question. His wife's not working, no income. Oh, he's on line 7. Okay, hang on. Nice job, guys. Hey, Hassan, please accept my apology. I totally forgot to come back to you after the break, which I should have. That's my bad. All right, so here's your challenge, Hassan, okay? You had a foreclosure, right? The rule with the foreclosure with Fannie Freddie loans states you have to wait 7 years after a foreclosure to get another Fannie Freddie loan, okay? FHA, you have to wait 3 years after an FHA loan, general rule, to get an FHA loan. Your challenge right. is your condominium association needs to get FHA approved because more than, Amy, correct me on this one, more than 30% of first-time homeowners are using some type of low to moderate down payment program like FHA loans.
Absolutely.
Okay. So essentially what's happening, all you condominium association management people who are living in 1963, all right, there is nothing wrong with FHA loans because you've got individuals like Hassam, right here, who's been your neighbor trying to refinance but can't. You've got Aunt Lily down the hallway who's 75 years old that's been living in your condo that's run out of her assets because she outlived her assets and she's living in a $400,000 condo and can't access that money because the condo's not FHA approved. There are other reverse mortgage products out there in non-FHA approved buildings, but you get less money. So this is a shout-out, Hassam, to all condominium associations. You need to realize what's going on in this market and that borrowers and homeowners need FHA loans. And you need to get FHA approved. I can help you get FHA approved if you would like. Okay? But you have to get your management company and your fellow residents to vote to bring FHA loans into the complex. Amy?
Well, the other issue, though, David, is that if there are too many rentals in that association, FHA, they can't get approved.
And Fannie Freddie won't allow it either. Okay, so here's your other challenge. You've got people that are on these condo boards that don't want those type of people living with them. And I don't know what those type of people are. And I always start with Jews because I'm Jewish. They don't want Jews living there. They don't want the blacks. They don't want the Koreans. They don't want the Indians. They don't want the Muslims. It's racist. Okay, so those type of people, I still haven't figured out 20 years doing this, what those type of people, who they are, because they don't exist because you're living there right now. And why you would not want to have every single aspect of lending industry products available to not only refinance, but to offer to new homeowners when they're buying properties, which makes your property more valuable. Agree or disagree with that, Amy Kai, one of the largest realtors in the area?
On 100% agree.
Any type that you limit a financing option in a condo, you are losing buyers and you are reducing the value of your property. So all you condominium owners out there and management companies that don't want FHA approval because you don't want, quote unquote, those type of people, whoever those type of people are, you are living in the past and you need to get in the future here because you are reducing the value of your homes because you are limiting the product that's available to the marketplace to prospective buyers. So I don't have any other answer for you, Hassam, because you're kind of in no man's land right now until your condo gets approved or your wife gets another job. Amy?
Aren't there spot approvals today, David?
Spot approvals. They say they're spot approvals. They're very, very tricky. But Hassam, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to see if we can't help you out. Okay, but the condominium should be opened up to everybody, and every condo should be FHA approved. Every condo should be VA approved as well, because I've heard that same thing. We don't want those type of people. Oh, the type of people who fought for our country so you could live in freedom and have the right to say what you want and do what you want and protest and freedom of speech, freedom of religion. You don't want those type of people that dodge bullets and grenades and fought for our country? I mean, what's this place? What's it coming to?
I really wish people would understand how not taking FHA reduces the value of their property. It is amazing to see when we have buyers who want to buy in a certain complex, but they only allow, you know, they don't allow the FHA, and the values just go down and down because fewer and fewer buyers can buy that property. It's just amazing to me.
It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Hassam, hold tight, buddy. This time, I'm going to call you on the way home, okay? 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Please put him on hold. This guy's been waiting a very long time. Bill, out in New Lenox, quick question, buddy. Thanks for hanging on so long. How can we help you?
Hi, how are you guys doing? Had a very quick question, actually a two-part question. I had some work done on my home about 17 years ago when the house was built. I guess the inspector came in and noticed that they probably didn't have the next cement truck lined up ready to pour, so the first layer started curing, and then they put the second layer down, and then once again, when the inspector noticed it, he said it had to be fixed. This was 17 years ago, and I'm getting water basically where those repairs were, and it was done by PermaSeal. The contractor that built my house actually called them to have them come out and do it. I didn't do it personally. So my question is, would that still be covered under the warranty?
Yes.
And
yes, it's okay, a transferable warranty.
Absolutely.
Okay, so since I didn't do the call myself, would they be able to still figure it out who, because it's under maybe the address or something?
Yeah, it's all under the address. They'll be able to figure it out.
Okay, great.
So hang tight and we'll get your address. You had another question?
Yeah. Well, wait a second. Now
yes,
that we
yes,
have
sir.
The
one other
number.
Question, please.
Hold on, Jimmy. Joe, you had another
all
question?
Right. Once Laura has his phone number, she's going to call you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so PermaSeal will be able to track you down through the address, and we have your phone number. So give Brendan your phone number and make sure we have it. You had another question?
Yes, one more fast question. So our current home rate is about 3.75. We were into it about 27 years. We refinanced. We're wondering if the rate is better right now, basically. So like I said, once again, we're at 3.75. We're at 27 years right now. I think our current payment is around 2,000 something. I can't remember what it is exactly off my head.
Yeah, rates are much lower than 3.75. So I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to pick you up and send you
awesome.
A Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-72. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I only got a couple of minutes here. Lewis in Rockford, you've been holding on for over 20 minutes. How can we help you?
Yeah, thank you. I'm looking to do some home improvement, and I'm looking at possibly doing a home improvement loan, or I don't know if I should jump back in, house is paid for, and doing a second mortgage.
How much do you owe on your first loan, Tom? I mean, Lewis. Sorry, Lewis.
I'm sorry, say that again, please.
How much do you owe on your first loan right now?
House is paid for.
Paid for. How much are you looking to take out of your home?
About 25, I would say.
$25,000.
Yeah, taking an educated guess.
All right, I'm going to give you a phone number. You ready?
Hang on, real quick.
How's your credit?
Usually, yeah.
How's your credit?
So-so.
Okay, what's that mean?
Maybe 620, I'm taking a guess, maybe.
Right, that's not good. Right. Why'd your credit not that good?
Yeah, I haven't done it for a while, so.
Okay, hang on. I only got like two minutes. I don't mean to cut you off. I only have two minutes.
I know.
So here's what you held on for a ton of time. I want you to call Gary Novell first to get your credit enhanced, okay? 630-624-9557. Repeat it back to me, please.
630-624, and then the last four again, please.
9557.
Yes.
And then after Gary fixes you up, you're going to call Sherry Jenna, Sherri, Jenna, Genna, at Republic Bank. She's our home equity lady. Okay. Her number is 630 248-241-5726, and she'll help you get a HELOC, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Hold on. We're going to send you some Mr. Floor cleaning products. 312-981-7200. In a minute or less, Billy, quick, go. Oh, no, we already talked to Bill. All right, I'm losing my mind here. Amy, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
No.
You can reach us at 847-877-9881.
That was a sweet goodbye.
That was good.
Or at amywillsellyourhome.com.
See, Amy knows how to shuffle my feathers here. Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah, good. Just we're leaving. Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing. If our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
1-888-4-ROOFER or lindholmroofing.com.
Tracy Kahn, no relation to Roe. If our listeners want to reach you at Joe Cotton Ford, talk about getting their big rigs in or buying trucks, any type of trucks or any type of vehicle for that matter, how do they reach you guys?
They can reach us at 630-682-9200 or at joecottonford.com. You can ask for Tracy or Tom.
And you will confirm that Stephen A. Leahy is a horrible chummer and a horrible dancer. All right, confirmed.
I know nothing.
Bingo, bingo, suck it up and walk.
Okay, that was from last weekend. Megapros Joe, Megapros Home.
847-658-8989.
Great being with you, Dave.
Great being with you. That, for our listeners that don't know what it is, a listener called in last week, and we gave the answer, and he for some reason responded with...
Bingo, bingo, suck it up and walk out, and they're done.
Yeah, that was a phrase that pays.
I forgot what it was about, though.
I don't know what it was about, but that was a phrase that pays, and nobody said it. So there you go. All right, I'm David Hochberg. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you joining our show. If it's your first time, come back next Saturday. If it's not your first time, come back next Saturday. And if you want to reach me during the week, 855-56-DAVID. Go to 56david.com. Stay tuned for news. Then White Sox pregame and White Sox baseball. Go White Sox! Have a great weekend, everybody.